Hi, guys.
Hello.
It's Amy here.
And this is Jess.
And today is a very special episode. Number one, we're in the fucking studio today, okay? So that's why we sound at least three times sexier. Mm-hmm. And second of all, we have our first male guest.
Can I get a round of applause for...
It's your boy.
In the building, ET Teamer.
Empty the tank.
Oh, what are your names?
Evan.
I don't even know if I want to give you my name yet.
Okay, all right, we can keep it mysterious. I like that.
Yeah, just searches empty underscore the tank. Oh, the other guy that's with Evan.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, deep, man, acting stupid as usual.
They also have a podcast.
We do.
And they are very sexy. So can I start the bidding off at $100, please?
Going once.
Going twice.
Sold to the XYXX podcast.
Because we have you the entire motherfucking episode. So
let's get it
started.
XYXX.
They didn't break character sold. Once.
That
Jesus.
Was hot. I like that a lot, actually.
Sorry, going. Guys. We're just hot. Looking at you like a piece of meat.
Okay, no, but XYXX, we don't degrade our male population, and we are just ecstatic to have our first male guest. Period.
I'm fucking happy that I finally don't have to be on your guys' side this time.
Yeah.
Now I can attack you guys.
Okay, do you want to talk about what our episode's about today?
So today we're going to be talking about... Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Players. And here we have some... No, I'm kidding. You guys aren't that much players, are you?
Children of God.
Children of God?
That's really...
That's right.
Do you guys... Have you guys ever considered you guys players?
First, I have to know what you call a player. Give me your definition. What's going on?
Okay, to me, it's a man or a woman... Who's talking to multiple people at a time, but they're giving that person an idea that's incorrect. So, like, they're leading the person on, meanwhile, they're talking to mad other people.
Isn't that a gray area, though?
Or it could be either a male or female being a player at a point in time in your lives that you guys are insensitive and Ooh. Don't care about anyone Ooh. Else's feelings and what they might feel.
Wait, I'm sorry. Clarify that. At a time in your life where you're insensitive...
You guys don't care about how you can affect someone else's feelings.
Oh.
Your feelings can be completely off and someone else can be completely on.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. The way you looked at me, I feel like I got blamed for something I didn't do.
No, I just definitely want to hear if you can top my definition right now.
So ETT does, man. We take the blame.
We take the blame, even if we don't deserve it.
And we still love all you.
All right, Sadiq and Evan, talk to us about your perspective on being a player. And have you ever been in the situation that applies to either of our definitions?
Mm-hmm. I don't like the insensitive thing.
You know, I feel like, obviously, you got to be honest up front, right? And like when we were younger, I feel like we just weren't honest up front. I feel like...
But I'm saying it's more ignorance than insensitivity. I don't, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
what
she that's said a better word. That's a better word.
Like,
yeah.
what if you're with somebody,
well,
but
no.
they feel a certain type of way and you don't, but you're not aware of their feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might find yourself in a situation where the other person on the receiving end of your love or loving is like, ooh, you know, I have deeper feelings for this person. And you're just like, it's not that deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're not insinuating anything either.
Well, like, you don't know if you're insinuating because you don't know their feelings.
But are
like,
you
if I buy you a
giving...
bottle of water and you're like, damn, he just wants me to be really hydrated today. And that you took that because no other man wanted you to be that hydrated.
Are you flirting with me?
I won't say I'm not.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Anyways. Okay, so Sadiq, what about you? Do you think that you would consider yourself a player? Or have you ever had a player's stage?
So I feel like there's just been a time in my life where I've been less respectful of somebody else's feelings, because like Evan said, it's really ignorance. Because at one point in time, I can guarantee it, I've expressed to you like truly how I feel. You know, like I'm not willing to take this further. Like, let's just be friends, or like, you know, we could give it a shot type thing. There's definitely been a clear line drawn.
So the girls basically know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say all the time, but like there was some point in time. During that, like, relationship, whatever, partnership, like, whatever it was, like, yeah, 100%. You got to know off-rip, one side is going to catch more feelings.
No, that's a fact.
That's just how it goes.
It's usually exactly. me.
That's just how it goes. One side is going to do it. And you see, I mean, like, you guys see
that
all the time.
That moment of reflection was deep. She just looked at her notes. I'm just like, shit. Nah, where is she going in her brain?
I think, if anything, podcasts have taught me, if a guy says something in the beginning, it is what it is. Like, if a guy says, this is just going to be friends with benefits, that's all it's going to be.
But you cannot they never change. Say it's just friends with benefits.
I wouldn't say that.
They never say it's just friends with benefits. It's just like, right now we're vibing.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking for a
you know,
vibe
I'm not
going right
to hold
now.
You. Yo, I recently learned this.
I hate that word. I'm getting tight as we speak. And then,
I feel like people realize, like, it's not, you don't have to be with somebody long term. You could definitely mutually agree on, listen, like, I'm in this point in my life, you're in that point in your life. Like, we support each other. It's great company when we're both around. Like, let's just do it, you know? Like, we could definitely do that. And if it comes, we assess it. Like, do you want to? No? All right. Like, that's it.
When do you guys know if you're trying to make this girl wifey? How long Ooh. Does it take? Is it 3 months? Is it 6 months?
See, it's not time, though.
Okay.
It's all about the heart, baby.
Oh, stop.
She feeling me.
That's not what
Yo,
I'm going
it's man. Been I'm going game at us right now.
Nah, but on the real, though, you know when she's the one. Or at least when you want to kick it with her like that, you just have a feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's just intrinsic as a man.
I was asking that question because for me, I was in the situation where I was talking to a guy for like 6, approaching 7 months. And at that point, I can't say his name.
Give him a name then. Give him a name.
We need a family name.
His code name is Size 15.
In the pod.
He has been mentioned before on the pod. So that's what we have to be consistent.
All right. So we were talking for 6 to 7 months. And at a certain point, I was like, all right, so, like, I hate to be this girl, but, like, what are we doing? Because I'm not trying to waste my time. At that point, do you not know?
If you ever have to ask what's going on, you're not going to like the answer.
And I definitely
That's
didn't.
A good
yeah, I don't think so.
No, I definitely
That's a
good point. Didn't.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you know what the crazy thing is? Sometimes I feel like the guy is very misleading. Mm-hmm. Like, you're coming to my house every morning. We're getting breakfast. You're sleeping over my house 4 to 5 times.
A week. You like him sleeping over? Does that comfort you?
I liked it.
You awesome shit. Does that comfort you? Does that bring you like some solace?
And it was
point?
Bringing him some comfort too. Best believe that.
Feel me? Ooh, I'm saying some guys on some shit are just real decent guys.
Nah, but it might not just be him being decent if she was providing all this comfort.
I just think too much into if he wanted to, he will. And I'll always feel that way.
Yeah.
Because if a girl wanted to, she will. I know if I really want to do something, I definitely will do it.
Have you ever talked to a guy for like kind of a while and you guys were kind of in that in-between stage?
I think that when I start feeling that way, what are we? I just start observing a lot. I think that instead of me just straight up asking and putting someone on the position, like, what are we? Like, of course that person's not going to want to hurt my feelings.
That's
and I wouldn't
want to
hurt that person's feelings. I've been put in a situation like, what are we?
But I feel you playing victim.
I'm not playing victim.
Victim is a strong word.
Generally,
even
like,
when it was your responsibility.
You know why, because, no, girls are much more sensitive. I think this situation.
But who's more ruthless?
Men cry too. Women are breaking our hearts.
Men
babies.
Definitely do cry.
Y'all be
that's
breaking
a
our
fact.
Hearts. I'm
I
telling you.
That's my problem. I break too many hearts.
You break hearts, and then you say they broke yours in your mind to make you feel better.
Mm.
In the situation
what
that
you,
I'm currently talking about,
you?
I did not.
A little bit of a philosopher. A little bit of philosopher.
Getting back to my story, though.
Go ahead, Jazz.
I felt like I was put in a position that I'm like, well, God, should I lie? But I didn't. I didn't care. I was just like, no, I don't think this is going to go any further than what it is. And that's where it ended.
How was it received?
Like, as if the person was a girl.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wait,
very
is that how you need to phrase it?
Yeah.
Most women are sensitive. Okay, I'm a fucking girl, and I know that most women are sensitive.
But
okay,
this is what
I
I'm
can
saying.
Say
you're in
a
position of power.
A lot of women lead with emotion, but I'm telling you, men are just as emotional.
Correct.
I've seen many
Correct.
Men.
Don't agree with that. I don't think that men should be as emotional.
There's a difference, though. That's why men aren't emotional.
I do not care.
We're going to get canceled. That's it.
No. But that's why men aren't emotional, because they're not expected to be. Because
now when they're emotional, then they're considered a girl. But that's not the direction that
that's
we're going
how it
in
goes.
Right now.
I'm
and
telling
men
you right
treat
now,
other men like that.
I'm not going to sit here and say that a guy, it's okay for you to be a bitch.
See what I'm saying?
Never
yo,
that.
Yo, hold on. He went from not being a man to being a bitch. Minute 20. Minute 20.
This is why men don't show emotion.
This is why men don't show emotion.
I'm done.
You shed one tear watching a Notebook. Now you a bitch. Just like that.
Oh, my God. Nah, that's hilarious.
I actually want to know. We're not labeling you guys as players, but since we know that you guys have been through that stage, I want to know.
Wait, who says we've been through that stage?
Just play along.
Did we confess?
Just play along.
I don't remember us confessing.
I know I didn't confess. Okay, I know that.
A player never tells. That's what they say. But anyway, do you guys take a girl's feelings into consideration? Like, let's say you're just fucking with a girl, right?
Sure.
And it's kind of consistent, and mm-hmm. pussy is fire.
Like, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
How fire?
Like I'm thinking about it at work,
or I'm thinking about it at the gym.
It's a lot more intense at the gym. In the gym, you're like, I'm working for this pussy right now.
Yeah, oh. She got it. Amy, you need to get in tune, man.
Okay, I guess I do. Thanks for putting me on.
And which one is it?
Okay, no, I'm thinking more at work.
I'm thinking in the gym.
It's a little bit more impersonal.
If it's at work,
at this point.
I just might have hit a dull spot.
It's a little more scandalous.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a big fan.
No, not doing it at work, just at work. Like, no. I'm at work, now I'm thinking about fucking.
I feel like when you're at work, you're a more calm setting, and you're like, I'm a little bored right now because I'm at work. So it's like,
exactly.
Yeah, like,
is her pussy that fire?
Exactly.
Like, you can think about a porn star, but do you really give a fuck about how fire that porn star's pussy is? No, you're thinking about in the gym, I'm fucking applying pressure right now. This is what I'm working for. We have two different perspectives, Amy.
Listen, y'all, clearly. I'm not saying that it's that intense to that point. I'm saying it's a little more impersonal at this point. Y'all just started talking. Pussy's mm-hmm. fire. You're thinking about it at work the next day. You're like, all right, like that was some heat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then you keep chilling with her, and then you start like kind of understanding her heart. Like you're like, oh wait, she's a little bit nurturing. She brought me some brownies. Like, you know what I'm okay.
Ooh, brownies.
And then she's asking you about like your trauma and shit, and you're like, she's like questions. A dead ass.
Why? First of all, what trauma? Second of all, too deep. We just started fucking.
The brownies.
With the sugar on top. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Ooh, I know what you're talking.
You know
what
it is though. You know what's the best though? When you have a brownie and then you have like a little cookie in it.
Ooh, a brownie?
So they're brookies.
Don't they have it at Domino's?
They do.
Okay, but listen, like you start to understand her heart more and then you're like, all right, like
I see she's a good person.
She's a dead ass a good person. Does that matter?
Of course.
Matter to what?
You still dogging her out? You still talking to mad other bitches
on
the side?
Who said I'm dogging
her
out?
Oh, my God. Yo, these words are just hitting, right? Bro, like bullets. I'm just like, oh, my God.
She threw it out there too, man. Yeah. She's like, pew, pew.
You're catching me. Why everything got such like a crude, negative connotation?
It was smooth, though.
Why does it have to be crude? Nah.
You immediately said we're dogging her out and talking to mad other bitches.
Why can't you guys be in a hypothetical situation?
What if women talk to just as many men as women?
Why aren't y'all?
Yeah, come at us.
Yeah,
we can take it.
I know it already. What we got to talk about?
I just made a statement.
Come at us.
But you guys are in the seat of power when it comes to shit like this.
Duh.
That's a fact.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, if you guys want to ask questions, I'll be honest.
Bagging some of y'all.
See, you be knowing what's up.
You know, like y'all have that already. Like. We're the ones trying to, you know, mm-hmm. get back.
That's what I'm saying.
You mean like we have the power?
You guys have so much power that you act like you don't have any.
Facts.
You're so bored with the amount of power you have. Because then we're trying to appease you. But
yo,
really,
that kind of hurt me. That was some like...
They're bored with the amount of power they have, so they just do
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they're putting the game on All-Star.
Yeah,
facts. I don't fucking appreciate this.
This is real shit, though.
Us as women, we don't even realize how much power we have.
I realize.
All fucking vulnerable.
Especially
and
with
shit.
Social media.
I realize.
Men just be shooting all day. Like, I'm so glad I'm not a woman because my DMs would just be.
How many DMs I haven't opened? How many DMs went straight to delete? You didn't even open that.
Amy,
bitch.
You look guilty.
How many times?
You look guilty.
I'm telling you.
Shit.
Mm. Easy money for y'all. Not even a second thought.
Are you kidding me?
Him? See you. See you.
Hard eyes on your story. Scene.
Yo, the how worst. How many times?
The worst.
20.
Look, you miss every shot you don't take, so you might as well Facts. Take it.
No, okay, Facts. That's some good advice. I definitely shoot my shot sometimes.
Do it.
And when do you guys stop shooting your shot with this one person, though?
How often are you DMing them?
Or one out of the five girls you definitely...
that I definitely give hard eyes to?
That you've done it, like, more than five times.
I've never done that more than 5 times. That's crazy.
No?
I mean, unless there's responses involved. No. Then it's a little different.
Okay, yeah.
If there's responses. But if it's no response after, like, one or two, it's like, okay,
yeah,
we're done here.
At that point, you know it.
Yeah.
At that point.
That's what I be doing sometimes. Sometimes I have that consistent person in my DM, so I'm like, all right, at the fourth time, I'm going to say thanks with the heart. Yeah.
No, I just consider
that's
them
worse.
As, like,
you just stoked the flame.
You didn't answer my question.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Girls' feelings involved.
Oh, they matter. 100%.
They matter?
100%.
But in what context do they matter?
Like, you're not trying to hurt the girl's feelings, so, like, you'll be more discreet about whatever it is you're doing. Or you're not trying to hurt the girl's feelings, so you'll, like, I guess, be more exclusive to
but
her.
How I'm going to hurt her feelings if we just kicking it? We don't have no relationship in this scenario you placed. We just fucking.
Yep.
Fucking and talking about this trauma that I have.
So you feel like you don't.
You want me to all of a sudden be act like we in a relationship.
At the end of the day, like, when you start going out with somebody, like, consistently like that, where y'all are, like, chilling on a regular basis, yeah, like, y'all are dating.
I mean, who has time to do that right now? But
I'm saying, like, it's consistent. Like, y'all are dating, right? I like you. You like me, right?
I mean,
that's the extent of it.
And I'm just that type of person where if I'm talking to one person, I'm not over here, like, entertaining a bunch of other people.
Again, who the fuck has time to entertain one person?
Aside from the time aspect, I deadass, just if I'm talking to you, I'm just talking to you.
You're not every woman, unfortunately. So I'm just saying that.
All right, so.
I don't think you can expect someone to act like they're in a relationship when you're not in a relationship.
I'm not trying to say the dumb bitch in me, but, like,
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
So can we go back
in
time?
I'm a little bit hurt.
Who hurt you guys to become players?
Again, with this accusation.
No. Because with guys, I feel as though it's one girl that hurt you, that broke your heart in fifth grade, and then ever since then, you've never
fourth
been.
Grade.
You see
fourth
what
grade.
I'm saying?
You see what
fourth
I'm
grade.
Saying?
Never been fourth the same grade. Since then, fourth and then grade. You just.
Hypothetically, if I was to become a player, this would have been an event.
All right, can we be real, though? That. So don't say hypothetically.
So now you're talking about your trauma.
Oh, she took the first fucking thing.
This is what she wanted.
Trauma.
I don't know.
There
they got
you
us
go.
Back
talk
here.
About it.
They got us back
Let's
here.
Let's talk about it.
They got us back here. Yeah, my fourth grade girlfriend broke up with me in the, at the end of summer.
And ever since then, you've never been the same?
Yeah, she was the hottest girl in the camp, too. So I was like, oh, I'm the man.
And now this is what created Hot Girl Summer and Hot Boy Summer.
Yes. Then she broke up with me because she said, too many girls think you're attractive. And I don't trust you.
That's why I don't be it? Talking to guys now.
Hashtag
fourth grade.
Insecure.
And then
too many girls be talking to you. I'm not into that.
She was like, oh, like, her best friend had a crush on me. And she was like, I can't trust you.
That's insecure vibes for me.
I was like, you live 3 blocks from me.
I'm weak. So that's
too many questions.
Fourth grade girl hurt you. So who hurt you?
Ooh.
So I'm not going to name time periods. It was just a situation where one side caught feelings heavier than the other. And it was my side.
Okay.
And
I appreciate you admitting that.
For me. And it was just... It wasn't reciprocated, and it was kind of disrespected, less respected, you know, ignorant too, on her side.
Mm.
And it was like visible.
Like you were saying, this is what I want, and you're not giving this back to me, or
yeah.
What do you mean?
Like you could
more
feel
or less.
The hesitation.
But
more
she
or less.
But she was like kind of showing that she wanted that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh, for sure. No, it was deep.
So she was. She was being a player.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? Like, everybody get got sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and that was my, like, I feel like that was my fucking, like, transition.
Mm.
Like, you know, I was like, you gotta be smarter.
And then after that, you were on your demon time.
You know? You know? Nah, never. Never. Children of God, man.
Yeah, crazy.
That's why I say, like, who hurt you guys? Because it's always something that affected you, and you're like, no, I'm trying to be completely different. I'm trying to be about myself. I think everyone goes through that.
I just feel like you learn a lot,
mm-hmm.
like in those situations.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is the way I went about things. It wasn't reciprocated. Like, I ignored these signs. Like, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah, I think every situation is a learning situation, but
definitely
I also think
evaluate yourself too.
Single life
totally.
Is a learning situation. Being single
absolutely.
Is fucking needed.
Yeah. I feel like I'm low-key, I'm 24, and I feel like right now is when I'm low-key going through that phase. Not like a whole phase or anything, but just exploring my options, you know, like not taking anything too serious.
Just say it.
What?
Say what? Just say what you want to say.
Whole face.
You beating around the bush.
Nah. Jasmine, you know that's not
Thank
true.
Thank you.
Don't paint that picture. You know that's not true.
But they've had their whole face too. So
I dead ass.
We've all been a hoe at one point. Come on.
No judgment. I'm just saying that's not me though.
That's who you don't
I don't think
you are. or who you don't want to see yourself
as. Evan, I met you today.
It's like we've been together forever. I can't wait for more time together.
Yo, you're smooth. Okay. Anyways, we get into the next topic.
We're not gonna focus on you exploring your options.
How many girls have you guys?
There's sunglasses on.
She put the hater blockers on for you, Ev.
I wasn't ready for this.
I have to put the sunglasses on.
She's like a female Morpheus right now. Tequila or coffee? You can only take one.
I feel like so not appreciating the fact that you did not warn me about this.
You
didn't advise me about the sunglasses? You know what?
I got a pair for you in my bag.
And I have my own pair because I didn't need you to advise me.
Oh.
She baited you. You took it.
One always comes prepared.
Honestly, here, Jasmine, I love you for this.
I was going to be corny bringing sunglasses
into
the studio.
I deadass love you for this, bro.
I was going to bring my Oakleys.
Bro, this is...
Just being
this
here.
This is why, bro.
Spaceship. Oh,
Jasmina's my co-host.
See, mommy.
I want to ask
or
how many...
Are you guys both
Latina?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I wanted to ask you guys, what are your thoughts on dating apps? How do you think this plays out for you?
What do you mean?
Because for females, they have a different perspective on dating apps.
Dating apps, it's
I'm sure you
fuck,
do.
My man just stopped talking
I'm
to me,
sure you
and
do.
Now I'm on some dating apps because I want some attention and I want someone to take me on a date.
It is very heavy on the attention.
I think that women...
Very heavy on the attention on dating
that's
apps.
A fact.
Women go on dating apps because they want to get a free dinner.
No,
I'm letting you know right now.
They go on dating apps because they want to see they still got their fastball.
Is that the power talking or... That's the power talking. They're trying to test it.
That's the clout. They want to see if I still got it.
It.
That's why they go on dating apps. Because a good looking woman can pick up a man anywhere. It's just up to her. She just might be in a better situation. Or she might not be feeling her situation at that moment and just use that to see if she still got it.
And also, I don't be going out that much. So it's like, where else am I going to meet?
That too.
Instagram?
Yeah.
I think that the dating app situation peaked during quarantine, though. That's the only time that people started using it.
But that's when it was 100%. Equal, because usually it's just men being horny and women seeing what's going on.
Yep.
Then,
exactly.
During quarantine, it was like, type. You know, we on the same energy right now. I haven't been out. You haven't been out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's try to meet new people. I mean, why not meet new people? Just see where it goes. I mean, I feel like the men's purpose, though, is to see how much you can get out of this.
We horny.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's... We don't date
and
apps for good conversation.
It's such a wild stat that females are hornier than us. But they act like gentlemanly about it.
Because they can control it better.
I've been on dating apps.
Can you say which ones?
I've been on dating apps.
List all of them
that
below.
Matters.
Shout out Hinge.
I met one person on Tinder and it was the worst experience of my life.
Yeah,
Jasmine.
My God, yes. I actually was stupid enough to go on with this Latin one that was called Chispa. And that shit was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I saw my cousins. I saw my uncles. I saw everyone. Yes, I'm over here texting my Theo. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you on? Chispa right now.
That's fine.
I wonder what that should be hitting for, though.
Chispa?
Yeah.
Nah, you're not Latin.
They better download that shit.
You're not Latin.
I have a smartphone. Yeah, you might have to spell that for me later.
I think at this point, there's just a bunch of mommies out there on there, but if that's what you want.
Chapiadoras.
That's what's Evan.
Are you choppy worthy?
In the market for.
Am I choppy worthy?
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Sadiq, are you choppy worthy?
Come on, don't ask stupid questions like that. Come on, Jazz.
Choppy.
Come on, Jazz.
I'm very curious to know.
You love a good double question. You love a good double.
Because y'all are really good at circling.
Yeah, you're circling around the question.
This is exactly what players
we're
do, women.
They came in here and were like, this is how we're going to paint you. And we was like,
tap
and
in, y'all. This is how they do it. They circle around. They dance around the questions.
And you've been enthralled the whole time.
And so
I'm
now,
not gonna hold you.
For you guys to not dance around the question, I'm asking you.
Okay, go ahead.
When you guys are on a dating app, what are the first things you guys look for?
What does she look like?
Is she hot?
Do you guys look for her body type first or her face first? I want to know.
What turns you off?
Like I'm saying, because you get to show your interest in things.
Ooh, politics. If she got politics or some shit in her bio, you on a dating app trying to tell me your views about the Constitution, you got me fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go get some margaritas, baby. I ain't got time for that.
So number three, I would assume, is face.
If body. She's hot or not.
If she's
There's
hot.
Many definitions of hot. Ooh, fit.
Thank you.
Ooh. Fit. Oh, fit. Yeah. She got some bad shoes. Or like, I see something I don't like. It's over. I'm not even going to talk to you.
If she's wearing, sure. Let me think. If she's wearing.
There's a lot of badly dressed women out there.
Crop top, skirt, and some.
But Jazz, how is that going to help me? You feel me? Because like, if she's if her body's crazy, she wear whatever she wants.
I was going to say, y'all got to see it on a type of person.
She's hot. It doesn't matter. I'd be like, roar.
Should we talk about cell phone etiquette? Like, in our last episode, we talked about keeping a girl warm. Have you guys ever heard of that phrase?
Giving just enough to make them feel like you guys are interested and giving the attention. But in reality, it's not as much as you
would if you were truly interested. It's just enough that she'll still fuck you.
It's just to keep her enough.
So cell phone etiquette.
Like, so is it, are you texting her and saying good morning and then like in the afternoon, what's up?
Or hey.
This is a good one.
Hey, listen, it's been a really busy week for me.
Late replies work too. Late replies do what they got to do.
That's talking about currently. Let's just think about currently because, you know, like high school, we had all the time in the world to text. College, we still have time in the world to text because we're in fucking class and we're bored and we'll text. Mm-hmm. Now, currently, we have full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. Both of us have podcasts because we're talking about Sadiq and Evan right now, right?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank
all right,
you.
Then.
Don't forget it.
So, we're fucking busy. Now,
what are you saying?
I'm trying to say is cell phone etiquette and talking to a girl.
What's your guy's strategy? Are you FaceTiming her at night?
Mm-hmm.
Are you texting her throughout the day?
Definitely a bigger FaceTimer than a texter.
But I'm a more FaceTime person than texting in general.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I hate texting.
I do not like texting whatsoever. And all of the XYXX fans know that. We all have busy lives and it's just too much to be texting about. How's your day going? Great. How's work? Shitty. It's like it's one word answers and it's kind of going to be like the same almost every single day unless something randomly happened.
Or is that how you text? No little pic in the morning, have a good day.
You sending me a pic or I'm sending you a pic?
Well, it goes both ways.
Are we sending booty pics or what?
It's whatever's in your heart that morning.
Booty pic at 9 a.m. could get me going for the day.
Oh, is the best way to start the day?
Oh, you man.
Me? Send your man booty pics, ladies, because it will keep them fucking happy.
What is he doing for me? I'm sending a booty pic. What are you doing for me, bro? What you mean? Like, I don't know. So I'm gonna send you a booty pic. It's gonna be for a reason, like,
cause you deserve
you
it.
You taking me out. You throwing it down. Like, I'm.
But that's what we're talking about. We ain't talking about the guy you just met on fucking Tinder that might kill you tomorrow. I'm talking about someone you've been talking to.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It has to be because they deserve it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They ain't getting no booty pics for free, and they need to do something about it.
I have a question.
Ooh.
What's your question?
What are some phrases that, I'm not even going to say you guys say, but like that women should look out for when it comes to situations like this? Like, how do I know that I'm getting played? When he's saying, for example, we're just vibing.
Are you asking us to snitch?
Bro, she said.
I want to know.
Snitch. Oh my God, I feel like I'm in like a fucking detective room right
bro,
now.
Bro, we're in interrogation.
I
want to
know all the guy codes right now.
Oh my God.
All of the guy codes.
I need a lawyer.
Come on, don't be like that. It's XXX. This is interchangeable. We're not bashing men.
I'm sorry, I just seen this message.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, that's not another phrase. Give me some phrases.
That's insane.
Let us.
To analyze that phrase.
Oh, I
just
saw this message.
Did you really just see this message?
A lot of the time for me, that is absolutely true because I'll see text messages from this person and I'll be like, turn the phone back over, go back to the work I was doing. And so I think that's some bullshit.
To be honest,
what's some shit y'all tell men though? That's the real question I have. Because women, y'all do be baiting. They be baiting a lot.
Oh, my God.
And the weirdest thing about when y'all bait is it be like, oh, I'm feeling you, or like, you cute, or I'm trying to fuck with you. And then it goes nowhere.
I haven't felt this way about a guy in a really long time.
You say that?
Yeah.
To him?
But I mean, that could be true. I'm saying that's a phrase, though.
No, I'm saying... That's how you bait him?
That's, you breaking that man's heart.
You are just,
goddamn.
What did I say at the beginning of the episode?
Goddamn.
You are the worst.
You know what? How about this? Like, you're going to have to work hard for it.
Nah, that's still leading him on. That's more like.
It's a challenge.
That is two emojis away from being some sexual shit. Okay? You're going to have to be a little
That's the problem.
That.
I feel like
I'm not
men
saying this
think...
is my approach. I'm saying this is one of the phrases I've said to a guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I guess.
But that's what I'm saying about baiting, because baiting is like, he don't have a chance, but I'm making him think he has a chance. So you make him think he could get to it, he can't get to it.
I'm making him think that he that's can get saying. To it when he can't get to it. Exactly. Exactly. Now he needs to prove me from there. No, because that's his fucking decision if he wants to work for it or not.
Oh, my God. But, but you're
saying, I'm saying a guy that has no chance. I'm saying a guy that has no chance. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, that's just for
that.
Fun.
I'm not doing that.
Yo. This is what I'm saying.
Yo, this is fucking crazy.
I think I do that more in person. Like, if I'm just trying to flirt for fun, like if our server's cute, I'll be like, oh, hey,
that's
you know,
different.
I'll give
like
him the eye.
In-person flirting is just for the love of the
game. Yeah, over text, I'm not wasting time.
No. I like to say entertaining.
Extra messages.
If
for
you
what?
Text me, you're going to have to work for this. I'm like, oh, okay, I won't.
Okay, no, okay.
All right.
I love the honesty. I don't know. I love to say entertain me.
Ooh.
Or like entertain me,
I mean,
or impress me. All right, like, I don't have to impress you right this moment, but
I think it's like every time
point,
I see you, impress me. Make me want to keep seeing you. Impress me.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I think.
That's just me being straightforward, the same way that you guys men say you being straightforward and it's not going turning into anything else. I'm straightforward saying to you, impress me or else you're going to bore me. I'm going to get bored.
That's a guy that has no shot. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
we talking
I
about
agree.
The kid that's going to get cut from the team regardless of how well he doesn't try.
Right.
We're not talking about the up-and-coming contender.
If I'm telling you to entertain me at that point, it's like, first of all, I would never say
what
that.
What would you say then?
I would just not talk to you. If you're not doing it for me, then that's just that. We're just going to leave it at that. Because
you don't like to
fired?
Give a man a challenge?
He could be fired, but he's not smooth. You know?
Very true.
You okay. know what I'm saying? And I feel like smoothness, that's just, it's either natural or it's not.
Correct. Either you got it or you don't.
Yeah, agreed. And that's what I go for. Okay, should we do another cheers?
Can we just do a fucking cheers?
Okay. I've been sipping.
Deep into this bottle of Casamigos at this point.
But you guys have to do the cheers this time. Double cup love.
I gotta pee so bad.
All right,
Here we go.
Yo, cheers to this collab. Cheers to future blessings and living our fucking lives the way we wanted to.
That's yep. right.
Boom, boom.
Making our life
this
worth
a shot.
It.
We're just Salud.
Sipping. Are we Salud. Just sipping this? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you lied.
She poured a lot.
Amy, finish What's your up? Shot.
This is not a shot, Poppy. This
Amy.
Is a cup.
Amy, come on.
Look at it.
Oh, wow, that is a lot.
Yeah, that's serious.
Hey. Now, this is a serious, serious question.
The way Jasmine's looking in my eyes right now, I don't know what's going to happen.
Because I'm, like, so fucking curious about this. I really am. This is, like, unknown for the women. What do you guys think about, and I'm going to explain after I say the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Post-nut clarity.
Ooh, that sounded sexy, Jasmine.
I know, because I have a sexy voice.
I know, you do.
I think I just sound like I'm fucking always horny when I'm, like, talking seriously.
You only make me horny. Anyways.
Can you guys agree?
The getting horny, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what we concluded from that last. With what part are we agreeing?
Yo, the thesis from that last 20 seconds was they're horny.
Yeah.
If y'all didn't get that.
Post, not clarity.
It's the Casamigos.
This is your every episode? Casamigos Jazz every
No,
episode?
This ain't no regular episode. This is special.
Yeah.
This is special. Thank you guys for being
here.
All right, so answer my question.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, of course.
This is a real thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know what you mean 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, 100%. So give me your interpretation of what I meant.
It should be intense as a motherfucker.
So personal clarity is just like a clear, concise understanding of what you did, how you got there, what you did when you got there, or some shit.
And okay, that like, was a okay. breakdown okay. of like...
Yeah, you just want to keep
on. Okay. It's a deep one, real technical. I'm not going to get technical.
Evan?
Yeah.
Post-nut
sure.
clarity.
Here we go.
Is after okay. you bust your nut, uh-huh. and you're like, damn, I don't want to be here. That should be happening. Because it's like, damn.
Evan knows what the fuck
or,
I meant.
Or it's after you nut, and you're like, oh my God, I want this man to be my husband.
We can talk about a girl's perspective.
I've never had that feeling.
I've cried after sex, so.
What?
See,
like ball?
That's the difference between male and female.
Like, you fucked other bitches like that?
This is a safe space. Thank you for admitting
that. Deadass.
As
Jesus.
The people, if you guys are first time listening, you guys haven't understood my version of this because I do not have post-nut syndrome. Moment of silence, please. For Jasmine. Never nutting.
Oh my God. Is that real?
That's real, bro.
Kind of life is
sorry.
That?
Damn.
That's harsh.
I haven't updated you.
Everybody's sad.
Crazy.
Everybody in this room.
I don't know who you've been fucking, but you need to reevaluate who you fucking.
We'll get an update soon.
Yeah, Amy crying and you just don't even know what's going on.
Jesus Christ. I guess my perspective would be like good sex post syndrome, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I can't even speak on this. I have no opinion. That's it.
You
need to have the
clarity. I feel like it's so much pressure for men. But nah, y'all gotta perform. Like, it's not no question. Because we definitely going back to our bitches after, like, sis.
Oh, it's
he
crazy.
Ain't do it.
That group chat is lit.
Nah.
You know what's the crazy part, bro? You could just have a bad day.
It wasn't
You could have a bad day, bro. And it just snowballs. That's happening to me.
All we can give is what we got that day, ladies. Yeah. That's all you can ask for.
I saw this meme the other day. It was like, my origin villain story is me breaking my 6 month celibacy for some trash dick.
I've seen that too. That's hilarious. 6 month celibate?
Fuck.
Not every guy's worth it.
That's like extended post nut clarity.
Yeah. Nah, it's some shit. And it's not even on some like, I don't like you. It's more just like, I've nutted now. I've done what I came to do. I'd like to leave now. Just saying from experience.
Post nut clarity is immediate.
Yeah.
And after that one, it's.
Really?
And it's not every woman. Nah. 6 months celibate for a grown ass person is different.
I was going through a celibacy stage.
I'm masturbating. It was like 2 months.
Yeah, but that's different because it's intimacy involved in sex too. It's not just
fucking. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
For me, it's like the connection doesn't come that often. If I find a connection with a guy, it's like that does not come often.
is this like the third or fourth time y'all have chilled and like now he's like in your crib watching movies with you or whatever? Is this like first date off rip, I allow you in my crib, we're watching movies, and you touch my face?
Oh, if you're in my crib, like, it's serious. We've been hanging out. We've been chilling for a minute.
Amy was like, you get into the crib. You know what it is. You know what it is.
Especially my crib. Compared to his crib.
I got a dog that's going to be barking mad loud.
Ooh, what's your dog's name?
Nikki.
What you trying to do here? What's going on?
Let me know your dog's name. I want to know everything about you.
Look, I was just saying, a little nip at my heel. Stop it, nigga. You know? Oh, so I know.
Y'all came on here thought, and y'all was going to get the answers you wanted. You thought we was going to fucking crack, and we didn't.
Giving the answers to the test.
You know?
That's what they
you
wanted.
You thought we was going to give you the answers to the test on this?
Honestly, you guys dodged it.
You know what, though? Yes, your enthusiasm was so cute.
I'm offended and intrigued.
You know? Oh,
shit.
Anyways, I want to say thank you guys. Thank you guys so much, Evan and Sadiq, for being on the podcast. You guys, plug your podcast.
ATT.
MT_TheTank on Instagram. Like, rate, subscribe. It's your boy, Evan.
Do that thing, man.
And Sadiq. You know what I'm saying? We're here with XYXX Podcast talking about men, women, sex, and not the coming and coming. Let us know. We can do another class.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. You guys can follow me, Jazz, at JC Grisales. That's JCGRISALES_.
And you can follow me at Feeding Feelings. And you can follow our podcast at XYXX Podcast on IG.
Thank you guys so fucking much for listening. We love you guys.
No problem. Shout out, Queens.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Holla.
Fucking amazing. Guys, let's fucking go.
Let's party.